thought there was some physicality and spirited play, and it was the same way last year in Winnipeg. I thought this year we had a little more of our full group. I think last year we were a little short, good for us.
I think it was here 2 years ago you said to me that you wish some nights Carlo would take his mean pills. Looks like you found him.
Yeah, listen, part of the message, you talk about teams that are working on their game. I think, if it's you asked me the other day, somebody would.
Yeah.
It was definitely about being harder to play against and building these type of games into if they're out there for you. And it was there. It presented itself. Z had a good hit. Charlie has a good clean hit. They come after him, and all of a sudden, that changes the complexion of the game. Okay, it's going to be one of those games. So get dragged into the fight, something our team, I think, needs. Typically responds well. Obviously, too many penalties to go down 5-on-3. Some were warranted, some weren't. But at the end of the day, Brandon was a big part of that as well. Wanted to play harder. He's a big boy. Wanted to take care of the front of the net. And he gets dragged into it and does a good job, too.
What do you think about that, the way the game's trending? After a clean hit, there has to be two kinds of...
I told you, I've never really liked it. From behind, along the boards, you see why. But in the open ice, if they're clean, and I know what happens. We'll do the same thing, especially what happens to Pastor, Bergie. But at the end of the day, it used to be you take a number. Now what happens tonight is, the first one gets called 2 and 4 and 2, and the next one is 2 and 5 instigator. So, as the game goes along, again, I think the officials end up chasing the game. They don't make the call. The same play happens with Kuhlman. And I'm not sure Brandon's. I didn't see why he got the instigator. I don't think there was a hit that precipitated that. There was on Scheifele, and then Kuhlman's on, Roslovich? And then, used to be you'd take a number and try to, bump their skill. It's changed that way. I don't know. It seems to be universal throughout the league. And that's just the way it is.
How did you think Rask did?
Rask was terrific. He'd missed some time. Got hit in the head with one, so clearly that you're always worried because he's come off a concussion. Played well, tracked pucks well. I think both goalies, when you don't play for a while, you lose a bit of that rebound control edge. So it took, he found that eventually. We cleared them out. So I thought he was excellent.
Lauzon looks like he's integrating well.
He is. I think these are his type of games, a little harder. Below the goal lines, he's going to play hard, finish. He's just got to learn to keep the puck off his backhand, make those soft plays. It's just too hard in this league. Guys sniff him out. So for him, it's about staying on his forehand, using his feet to get out of trouble, limiting his trouble in terms of shift length sometimes, which is human nature in the second period. That's where he got in trouble once. But I kind of like his game. He's going to help on the penalty kill, give us some bite back there. So we'll see how he does.
What worked so well on the penalty kill tonight?
Some of it was them off net shooting. Some of it was we made saves. I think in front of the net we were able to get rid of those second chances. I don't remember a lot of those ones from those point shots that were coming through. It was a lot of the first shot situation. So if you're able to control that part of it, you need your goalie to make the first save, and he was able to do it. So probably that. I'd like to tell you, we're able to manage our people through it, but, we used Bergie a lot. It seemed like second period, we probably had six guys play most of the period because of that.
Kind of a weird question, but how do you decide when you need to put somebody in the box? How do you decide who goes?
Well, it's typically not a penalty killer, and you hope someone coming out is if it does end up being that 5-on-3, it's a guy that can temporarily kill. That's where Heinen comes in. He has done a bit of it. In the past, I've put different guys that maybe didn't kill, so you learn a lesson there. You try not to use maybe a guy that's like, if I put Past in because he doesn't kill, then it's 4-on-4. If they take a penalty, they lose him for 4-on-4, so you're a little bit more careful about putting a guy you're going to use 4-on-4. So, but you're limited. There's probably, every coach would tell you, there's maybe two guys they think of using. I'm no different in that regard.
Change goalie tomorrow night.
Hellock, yeah.
Same group otherwise, you think?
I don't know. We're going to look at it, and we're probably going to, we have fresh bodies, so we'll look at, again, the game and see if, Bleed will give us some juice, or Lindholm for that matter, and give other guys a night. I know they should be fresh because they've had 9 days, but they still played a game and traveled tonight, so if you got those bodies, typically we'll try to use them. But, again, we'll look at it, make that decision early tomorrow.